SBS Unclipped with Grace Brown.
Monday, April 21st.
We are launching towards the grand finale of the Spring Classics, finally onto the hilly Ardennes races where the climbers get to show their form. The men's Amstel Gold race lit up with just 50 kilometres to go when Alaphilippe launched an attack. And who else but Tadej Pogacar jumped straight onto the wheel. 10 kilometres later, on the Kreuzberg, Pog dropped Alaphilippe and started doing what he does best, stretching out a solo lead slowly but surely. It looked like the script was already written. But then Little Trek's Matthias Skillmoser finally broke free from the chasing group on what must have been his fifth or sixth attempt. Not long after, Remco Evenepoel followed, and suddenly the race was alive. They worked together and caught Pog with just 10 kilometres to go. Game on. After Remco's big sprint win over Wout van Aert at Brabantse Pil just 2 days earlier, I figured he'd have the upper hand in this three-up finish. And of course, you can never really count Pog out. But Skillmoser? I would have already had him penciled in for third place. Instead, he found another gear and surged past both, taking a surprising and thrilling win. Quick shout out to Remco. He is flying in his first races back since that nasty training crash in December. To beat Van Aert in a head-to-head sprint on Friday, then back it up with a podium at Amstel, that's pretty big. And I can't help but feel like that's just another tough pill for Van Aert to swallow in front of home fans. Now to the women's Amstel Gold race. And the frustration of only getting 38 kilometres of broadcast. So we missed most of the race. When the coverage finally kicked in, a breakaway of 22 riders was already up the road, with some big names included, but many missing. Most notably, Demi Vollering. I thought FTJ Suez might get behind her for a clean sweep of the Ardennes week, but instead they seemed to be all in for Juliette Labou, using Amber Crack to keep the breakaway alive. Strange call, especially with Lorena Weavers and Misha Bredeweld in that group. Labou eventually made a move on the penultimate lap, getting away with Puck Peterson and Silver Persico. Ellen van Dijk and Misha Bredeweld bridged across and then hit them with a counter-attack, using that classic sit-on and launch strategy. In the end, it was Bredeweld who held strong to the line, with van Dijk and Peterson rounding out the podium. But let's be real, Puck Peterson won the most important sprint of the day, downing her podium beer faster than anyone else, especially compared to the men's podium, where only Pogacar was brave enough to even taste the golden ale.